When I graduated with my undergraduate degree from William & Mary, pure biology, I got a job with the State Department of Agriculture in Florida in plant pathology as a technician. And I sat in on a lecture by Dr. Bill Zettler, who got the APS Teaching Award a few years ago. And I saw one lecture of his and I said, that's the guy I'm going to work with. I thought I was going to be a brain surgeon or a vet or a marine biologist. But I saw that guy do an imitation of an aphid probing a leaf, and I said, that's the guy I'm going to work with. After, from being a student at UF, I had the wonderful opportunity to go to USDA ARS in Salinas, California. I was hired by an old guru who's now retired, Jim Duffus, who did a lot of the early work on aphid transmission. And again, you know, another person like that just developed a position for me, a permanent position, and we were definitely on the same wavelength. And Salinas Valley is the salad bowl of America, and I also call it virus heaven. And it was a blast. We had a lot of problems, and we had a running joke about a new virus a week, and sometimes we had two. The field is likely to continue to shrink. I mean, all across the country, we've had retirements of these incredible people, and the knowledge base is just walking out the door. I guess the challenge that I see is we're losing people who can go out to a field, look at a problem, and in a few minutes figure out how to assess what's wrong, if not figure out what's wrong, and then we have to go and try to prove it. There's such an emphasis in the molecular world, which is good, but I hate to see the practical expertise lost.